right now at 989-733-2782. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number two on this Thursday, October 26, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trekker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Again, the network is two phone apps and two websites. If you are driving around listening to 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and you get outside of our listening range, switch over to the website for this show, Your Defending Fathers, plural, yourdefendingfathers.com. The website streams the show live 9 to noon Monday through Friday, and then every 3 hours, the entire show from today repeats on the website. Our first hour, for example, 9 to 10, will repeat at noon, 3 p.m., 6 p.m., 9 p.m., midnight for the graveyard shift workers out there, the truck drivers, the factory workers, the bakers baking the bread and the donuts. Today's show will repeat at 3 a.m., and then tomorrow morning at 6 a.m., today's show will repeat from 6 to 9. A lot of people are saying they totally enjoy the repeat of the show from 6 to 9, because they work starting at 9 o'clock, can't listen to the show live. So at least you can hear today's show tomorrow morning from 6 to 9. And then I'll be back on the mic tomorrow, Friday, at 9 a.m. Tune in app, capital T, capital I, one word, download the free one. Open it and search for WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice. The other app is Simple Radio for the radio station. Download Simple Radio. Search for the call letters. WCHY, We're Constant Hits of Yesteryear. WCHY. And its website, the call letters, WCHY.us. That makes up the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Patriot Gem. These Democrats have absolutely no base in reality. They are pushing their legislative agenda, period, end of discussion, that's it. Trying to help this governor make national headlines, free renewable clean energy 100% by 2040, are they out of their minds? Yes, Jim, they are completely out of their minds. Now, I got a text message from Presque Isle County Commissioner Cliff Tolini. Yes, the same, the beef farmer in Onaway. Randy, they are trying to subvert our local control with their green energy climate hoax. This is why everyone needs to show up at the Presque Isle Planning Commission hearing for DTE special use permit for solar farms here in Presque Isle County. They are wanting to give DTE special use permits to replace our farmlands with solar panels, solar farms. They want solar farms to replace agricultural farms, the very farms that Cliff Tolini raises the non-GMO feed for his Black Angus beef. They want solar panels in Presque Isle County. Are you kidding me? This is going to be held on November 9th. Now, folks, this is before deer season. You deer hunters, I don't want to hear that you can't come to a night meeting at Belknap Township Hall west of Hawks at 7:30. I'm going to be there. I am going to be there in my uniform, the Your Defending Father's hat, the radio station's t-shirt, my black cargo relaxed fit pants I get from Tractor Supply. And I'm going to take pictures of every single one of the Planning Commission commissioners that have been appointed to that board by the Board of Commissioners. The county commissioners appoint the members of the Planning Commission, I believe. Cliff, text me if that is correct. 2 weeks from tonight, Thursday, November 9th, I'm going to be at Belknap Township Hall, west of Hawks. The meeting starts at 7:30. There is no reason why any of you cannot make it to this meeting. He sent me a text message of the public notice that they put out. They have to advertise it. DTE Electric Company, One Energy Plaza, Detroit, Michigan, is the applicant. Special use permit, number 20231SP. Does that represent the first special use permit for the year 2023-1SP? Notice is hereby given that the Presque County Planning Commission meeting, public hearing scheduled for October 19, 2023 for special use permits following a Planning Commission for Thursday, November 9th at 7:30 p.m. at the Belknap Township Hall. Technically, the address, 1720 West Highway 638, Rogers City, for your GPS coordinates, to consider the special use permit. I'm going to speak during public comment. Absolutely not. Do you give a special use permit to DTE to replace good farmland that's producing crops for farmers in Presque County and give them a permit for a solar farm? Are you people out of your freaking minds? I got a question. How much sun is out there today? Right now, how much solar panel energy could be produced in this weather? This is not Florida. This is not Arizona. This is not Southern California. This is Northern Michigan. Are you people out of your mind? A special use permit for DTE. Are you kidding me? In Presque County. Any commissioner sitting on that planning commission that votes for this crap needs to be replaced. And you know how they're going to get replaced? Get new county commissioners in Presque County. Chapa, Heineman, Darga. Are you kidding me? These are the people you put on the planning commission, and they're going to hear this special permit request. 2 weeks from tonight, folks, November the 9th at 7:30, Belknap Township Hall. I know it very well. I believe that's where the Presque County, didn't they just hold their Reagan Day dinner there? Vicky and I were there. Yeah, well, guess what? Trucker Randy's coming. Come join us. This is absolute insanity in Presque County. Presque County. Can somebody do research for me? Tell me how many sunny days they have in Presque County, Michigan. How much exact solar energy is going to be produced by solar farms? Have you ever seen these solar farms? Have you ever seen them? They are a major eyesight. Rows and rows and rows of solar panels. With all this 340 days of sunshine that Presque County gets. Yeah. There's only 25 days out of the entire calendar year. Out of 365, only 25 days is it cloudy or overcast in Presque County. Yeah, it's sunny and beautiful, blue skies, 340 days out of the year. Not. Again, this is not Florida. This is not Texas. This is not Arizona. It's not Southern California. We're the Hicks and the Sticks north of 46. Do you people don't look outside? What is wrong with you people? I cannot believe this is happening in Presque Isle County, Michigan. Not only should this permit be denied, it should be sent back with a hell no. Not in Presque Isle County. Cliff texted me, yes, absolutely. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Folks, you need to come join us 2 weeks from tonight, 7:30. I know Belknap Township, it's way the heck out there in the boonies. It's west of Hawks. It's out there. But this is insanity. And it's happening in Presque Isle County, Michigan. This blows me away. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. I got one from Clayton up in Pickford. Yeah, they just put some of that money on renovating the old Edison water turbine plant in the Sioux. Can't get any more natural greener than that energy. They don't even use it anymore other than for tours. Renovating the old Edison water turbine plant, hydropower. Joe and Brutus, coming soon to a neighborhood near you. Folks, we need to show up in Presque Isle County. We need to send a loud and clear message to DTE Consumers Energy. No, not in my county. Not happening. Patriot Jim coming back. He says, Randy, the solar panels efficiency degrades every single year. What? They diminish? What do they do when their useful life is out? Where do they put them? He says the mining of these rare earth minerals required to produce the solar panels are harmful to the environment. This why don't they just put some of that money, he said, renovating the old Edison water turbine plant? Yeah. Well, then, Clayton, fix your text messages before you send them to me. Oh, man. Solar farms. You've got to be kidding. This entire week with all this rain, zero energy out of solar panels. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presque Isle Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy or call 800-654-9659.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment, hour number two. Patriot Jim goes on. Our taxpayer money subsidizes these solar farms and windmills. The energy industry would never install these without subsidies coming from our state government because they're too inefficient. This is absolutely the Democrats' wet dream agenda item to promote headlines for Governor Gretchen Whitmer. That's all this is. And yes, their woke agenda for clean, renewable energy that does not work in the state of Michigan. I got clarification. Belknap Township Hall is west of Hawks. That's where the meeting is going to be 2 weeks from tonight, 7:30. This is unbelievable. We need to show up in force. We need to tell these people, absolutely not. I'm going to ask that question in public comment. How much money is DTE getting in subsidies? From whom? From where? What taxpayer dollars subsidies are they getting for these very inefficient solar panels that will not produce hardly any energy, diminish in their useful life, their capacity, and then where are you going to store, bury, whatever, these rare earth materials contained in these solar panels when they die, when their useful life is over? These are the questions I want answered. How can you planning commission members vote on a permit without knowing these facts? Would DTE build and install these solar panel farms if they weren't getting subsidies? Our taxpayer dollars? Don, down in Livingston County, Randy, we're fighting the same crap down here. He says, initial plan, listen to this. They wanted to install 782 football fields. What? Football fields. You're talking 100 yards plus the end zones. 50 yards wide, 100 yards long, 782 football field sized solar panels in little tiny Tyrone Township in Livingston County. Are these people out of their minds? Chris in Traverse City, solar farms, are you kidding me? How would that go this week with all the rain we've had? Then I've got Steve up in Gatesville. Listen to this, and this is a great comment. How many flunkies would they have to hire to be on the payroll to go out there and broom off the snow off of these solar panels in the winter? Like I have to do with my satellite dish all winter long. Ice, snow. Oh, that's right. They're going to heat up warm water and you go out there and spray these solar panels with them. They don't broom them off. They just use warm water. How much energy does it take to warm the water to fire hose off the solar panels? You people, this is insanity, people. This is all hands on deck. I don't care where you live, especially if you live anywhere near Presque Isle County. Alpena, I don't care. Gaylord, Otsego County, Sheboygan County. Let's show up in mass and just blow up their meeting. This is insanity. Unbelievable. I can't even believe that they are even considering putting it up for a public hearing. You really want us to show up? Randy Walker, Randy, warm hot water freezes first. Yeah, but it melts the snow. Brooming off solar panels. Right. Like that's going to work. So again, call to action. Put it out there. I'll be talking about it 2 weeks from tonight, Thursday, November 9th, 7:30. Cliff says, Randy, this is nothing less than a subsidy grab. They're going to lease the land. Listen to this. $1,000 per acre per year. They're looking to lease land in Moltke Township for the windmills. But I thought the special use permit is for the solar farms, right? Now they're looking at windmills in Moltke Township. Moltke. Unbelievable. $1,000 per acre per year for the wind or for the solar panel farms. And when you put up solar panel farms, how much wheat and hay and corn can you grow on it? Answer, none. Texas Red coming in from Porter, Texas. Only fools use solar panels. In Texas, almost everyone I know that has had them got rid of them. They're junk. They get destroyed in hailstorms, and they're not cheap. Do you guys get hail in Michigan? Hell yeah, we get hail. They destroy the solar panels. Rare earth minerals exposed to the environment. They don't care about that. Cliff, you have ticked off the wrong person. Man, this is insanity, folks. Absolutely unbelievable. Well, just to wrap up the story real quick, Democrats are pushing it forward. It's going through the Senate. It's going to go through the House. Expected to be sent to the governor before the end of the year. And they go on with blah, 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 all this Michigan Public Service Commission, all this other crap, Senate Bill 502. Oh, man, I got a headache. Thanks, Cliff. I need an aspirin. Top of the hour, hour number three coming. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith.